Welcome to Torah Imech Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Mrs. Michal Horowitz, and today we will continue our study of Sefer Divrei HaYamim Bet, Parak Yud Gimel. So we are now learning about King Aviah. Remember, Rechavam died. Rechavam, the son of Shlomo, died. King Aviah becomes ruler instead of him. Keep in mind that Eretz Yisrael is divided into Malchus Yehuda and Malchus Yisrael. Yeravam ben Nevat is the ruler over Malchus Yisrael. And we are going to learn in this parak is about a very significant war between the two kingdoms. Parak Yud Gimel, B'shnah Shmona Esrei L'Melech Yeravam V'Yimloch Aviah Al Yehuda. In the 18th year of the reign of King Yeravam over Malchus Yisrael, Aviah became king over Malchus Yehuda. Shalosh Shanim Malach B'Yerushalayim, for 3 years he ruled in Jerusalem. Apparently for those 3 years, things were quiet. It lets us know that the name of his mother was Michahu Bas Uriel from Giva. Ulmelchama Haisa ben Aviah uben Yeravam. And now the Nach, the Ketuvim, informs us that we are about to learn of a war between Aviah, the king of Yehuda, and Yeravam, the king of Israel. And I find this incredibly sad. And obviously there were two kingdoms, but you're going to see how many fell in battle. And it's bad enough that the enemy hates us, and we know that we have enough external enemies, but when we read of civil war between Jews and the slaying of Jew to Jew, it seems very, very painful, and it is very, very painful. Vayasar Aviah asa mechama b'chayil gibore melchama arba meot elef ish bachura. Listen to this. Aviah joined the battle with a force of mighty warriors, 400,000 select men. Now, Yeravam is not one to be stood up. The Yeravam arachimol mechama b'shmona meot elef ish bachura gibor chayil. Not one to be undone. Yeravam from Malchus Yisrael deployed for battle against him 800,000 select men, mighty warriors. My goodness, so Aviah from Malchus Yehuda has 400,000 select men, and Yeravam ben Nevat from Malchus Yisrael has 800,000 select men. We're talking about Jews going to war against Jews. Vayakom Aviah me'al lahar tzmarim asher b'har Ephraim. Aviah gets up, and he stood to advance in the initial wave of attack atop a place called Har Tzmarim, which is in the highlands of Ephraim. And it's interesting now, Aviah is going to stand up and he's going to make a whole speech. Vayomer shema'uni Yeravam v'chal Yisrael. Aviah, the king of Yehuda, says, listen up, Yeravam, and all of Malchus Yisrael. Where is this Har Tzmarim atop which Aviah stands to make this speech? Rabbi Adin Steinzelt writes, in the book of Yehoshua, which some of you, I believe, learned together with me through Nachyomi, in the book of Yehoshua, in Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Chaf Beis, there is the mention of a town called Tzmarayim, near Bet El, on the border of the territory of the tribe of Binyamin. It is therefore likely that the mountain was named after the town. Har Tzmarim was named after the town, and it was located on the boundary between the territory of the tribe of Ephraim, which is part of Malchus Yisrael, and that of Binyamin, which is part of Malchus Yehuda. It is generally identified, continues Rabbi Dean Steindl, with the summit of the mountain range of Al-Bireh, which used to be called Ras et Tahuneh. This range serves as a natural border between Ramah and Beit El. So apparently this Har Tzmarim is a strategic mountain, like Rabbi Steinzeltz has told us, between the territory of Yisrael, Malchus Yisrael, and that of Malchus Yehuda. And it's so interesting. Aviah gets up to make this whole big speech about how righteous he and his people are and how sinful Yeravam and his people are. And what does he say? He goes into a speech and he says, hear up, Yeravam and all of Israel. Surely you know that the Lord, God of Israel, gave kingship over Israel to David forever. So we know that Malchus has to come from the lineage of King David to him and his sons in a dynasty that was established as an eternal covenant by Yeravam, the son of Nevat, who was a servant. He's speaking to Yeravam. A servant of Shlomo and David rose up and rebelled against the Lord. Idle and wicked men gathered around him, and they strove and they rebelled against Rechavam, my father, the king of Shlomo. And Rechavam was young and faint-hearted, and he could not withstand him. Again, this is Aviah making a speech, and you're going to see what Yeravam's reaction is to this speech. Now you presume to withstand the kingdom of the Lord in the hand of the sons of David, and you are a great multitude, and your name is large. But in whose name Are you fighting? So in other words, he says, you might have 800,000 men, but is God with you? That's what he's really about to say. Va'atem hamon rav, you may be many, v'imachem egle zahav. You are fighting with golden calves, asher asa lechem yeravam le'elohim, that yeravam made for you, for powers, for other gods. Do you think that those gods are going to help you in your battle? Halo hidachtem es kohani Hashem, es b'nei aron v'levim. You pushed away from divine service, the priest and the Levim, v'ata'asulachem kohanim ka'amei ha'artot, and you made for yourself priests like all the other nations. So in other words, he's saying you turned away from God and now you're coming to battle, but God is not in your midst. I once read a beautiful quote in the name of Rabbi Riskin. To be alone with God is to be with the majority of one. I found that to be very powerful. To be alone with God is to be with a majority of one. So Rechavam is saying here, you might be more powerful than me in number, but do you have God on your side? You are coming to fight with your Eglei Zahav. Do you think your Egel HaZahav? That has a lot of serious connotation for any Jew. When we think back to Parshas Ki Tisa, do you think your Egel HaZahav is going to help you in battle? But as for us, continues, Avia va'anachnu Hashem Elokeinu v'lo azavnuhu. However, for us, we're not like you. Why? We, in contrast, the Lord is our God, Hashem Elokeinu, and we have not left him, we have not abandoned him. V'kohanim misharsim la'Hashem b'nei Aaron v'halavim b'melachos. And furthermore, in our temple, in the Beis HaMikdash that my grandfather, King Shlomo, built, the sons of Aaron and the Levim are busy at their work in the Beis HaMikdash. V'hamaktirim Hashem, they offer ketores Hashem olos baboker bokor or ba'erev ba'erev, and they offer the burnt offerings in the morning and in the evening uktores samim, and the incense mixture umarachas lechem al hashulchan hatahar, and we arrange the lechem upon him as we are supposed to, the showbreads upon the pure table umenoros hazahav, and we light the golden lamps v'neiro seha and its lamps. So he says we have the golden menorah and the lamps leva'er ba'erev ba'erev, we light the golden candelabra through the night, kishomrim anachnu es mismeres Hashem Elokeinu, because we, Malchus Yehuda, under my leadership in the temple that my grandfather built, we guard for God. Va'atem azavtem oso, but you have abandoned God. And therefore, continues Avia, v'hine imanu b'rosh ha'elokim v'ko'anav v'chatzotot ha'tshua l'haria aleichem. And therefore, behold, God is at our head, and his priests, the Kohanim, are ready with their trumpets of alarm to sound the alarm against you, B'nei Yisrael. And here he's not referring to the entire Jewish population. He's literally referring to those inhabitants of Malchus Yisrael. Al tilachamu im Hashem Elokei v'seichem. Do not go to battle with Hashem, the God of your fathers. Ki lo tatzlichu. Because you will not succeed. So Malchus Yisrael has a warning here that they have turned away from God. And because they have turned away from God, and they have pushed the Kohanim and Levim away from their service, and because they come with their Eglei Zahav, Avia from Malchus Yehuda says, do not think you will be successful. Do not go to battle. Meanwhile, says Rabbi Adin Steinzelt, Yeravam, who had not stayed to listen to this lecture. I think that's very important. What the Pasuk is going to tell us in Pasuk Yud Gimel is that Yeravam sent the ambush around to come from behind. Remember, they are on a mountain, which is at the border of Malchus Yehuda and Malchus Yehuda, and he's making this whole holier-than-thou speech. And I'm not trying to make fun of Avia, Chas V'Shalom. He's actually correct, okay? He's correct. If you abandon God and you don't come with the prowess of God behind you, if you're not alone with the majority of one, capital O, you won't be successful. If you come with your golden calves and Hashem is not at your head, you won't be successful. But I think we learned something really important, a lesson in chinuch from here. If you want people to listen to you, you need to talk in a language that is pleasing to the ear and in a way that they will understand. He stands up on this mountain and he makes a whole big speech about we're holier than you, says Avia, and are we going the way of our forefathers, and Malchus David, and the temple, and all Yeravam hears is blah, 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 and he goes to make Yeravam, who had not stayed to listen to this lecture, had sent the ambush, Pasuk Yud Gimel, around to come from behind. He sent part of his army in a flanking maneuver so that he and his men were before Yehuda and the ambush was behind. It means that Malchus Yehuda is surrounded on all sides. What's the chinuch lesson here? We spoke about the Chatzot Shod earlier, and the earlier Prakim, the way you communicate with one generation is not the way you communicate with another generation. Communication is so important. So much of our religion revolves around communication. So much of Chinuch HaBanim and Chinuch HaTalmidim and HaTalmidos revolves around effective communication. Communication is so important. It's not only what you say that counts. It's how you say it. Aviyah was right. He was right. You didn't listen to God. You brought your ugly zav. You kicked the Kohanim and the Levim out. Hashem is not with you. Don't go to war. He's right. But don't stand up on the mountain and say it all preachy. Because why? Your Ravim doesn't want to listen. Your Ravim doesn't stick around to listen to this soliloquy about how great Avi is. And I'm not saying Avi was wrong. Chas v'sham, he's correct. Please don't misunderstand what I'm saying. But it's such an important lesson in chinuch. How we say something is as important, if not more important, than what we say. Imagine if I taught the whole Torah Imecha Nachomi like this, the whole Sefer Yoshua, all 24 Prakim, I taught in this voice with this intonation and this inflection. And on the Prakim that I taught from Sefer Tehillim, I taught exactly like this. And the whole Sefer Bereishis that we learned together last year, Torah Imecha Sefer Bereishis, I taught all of the Prakim like this and all the Prakim. Would you be interested in listening to me as an educator, as a speaker? It's not only what you say, it's how you say it. So when Avia gets up to make his whole big speech, you're welcome, frankly, he's not interested. So he sends his men from behind and he and his officers go from in front and Pasuk Yudah. Yehuda turns around. Aviah realizes he should finish speaking. They're surrounded on all sides, panim v'achar, in front and in back. Vayitzaku laHashem, they call out to God, and the Kohanim are blowing on their trumpets. Vayariu ish Yehuda, and the men of Yehuda shouted, and they shout towards Hashem. And what happens? Vahalokim nagaf es Yeravam v'chol Yisrael lefnei Aviah v'Yehuda, and God smote down Yeravam and Malchus Yisrael before Aviah. And then Pasuk Tetzayin tells us the children of Yisrael, Malchus Yehuda, fled from before Malchus Yehuda, and God delivered them into their hand. Pasuk Yitzayin, it's so sad. Aviah and his people smote them a great blow. The slain from Israel who fell, are you ready for this? 500,000 select men. Pasuk Yitzayin. Vayukubam Aviah va'amo maka rabba. Aviah and his nation smote them a great hit. Vayiplu chalalim Yisrael chamesh me'os alaf ish bachur. Malchus Yehuda, under Aviah, kills from under Malchus Yisrael, under Yeravam, 500,000 select men. Who's right? Who's wrong? Another lesson. Should Jews really be fighting with each other? We don't have enough enemy. Halacha b'idu she'esav sona li'agol. That's not enough for me. Zachar sashar salach amalik is not enough for me. Another lesson I think we should take from here is how brothers have to learn how to be brothers. Pasuk Yirchas, the children of Israel, again means Malchus Yisrael, were humbled at that time, and the children of Judah prevailed because they relied upon God, the God of their fathers. Aviah pursued Yeravam and captured cities from him. Which cities did Aviah capture? Beit El and its environs, Yeshana and its environs, Ephraim and its environs. And therefore, Yeravam did not gain his strength again in the days of Aviah. So in the time of Aviah and Yeravam, Yeravam was the weaker king over Malchus Yisrael. Aviah was the stronger king over Malchus Yehuda, and he died. Aviah ultimately prevailed over Yeravam, and Yeravam died before the king of Yehuda. Three more psukim to the perek, pasuk of Aleph. Aviah grew strong, and he married women. How many wives? 14 wives. How many children? Esrimu shnayim banim, 22 sons. V'sheish esrei banos, 16 daughters. And furthermore, says the pasuk, the yeser divrei Aviyu drachavu dvarav kesuvim b'midrash hanavi Ido. The rest of the tales of Aviah and his ways and his words, they are all written down in the account of the prophet Ido. Last pasuk, vayishkav Aviyah im avosav, Aviyah lay with his fathers, again metaphor for death. Vayikbru also b'ir David, he too is buried in Ir David. So there was clearly some type of royal burial ground. Vayimloch asa b'no tachtav. Who is the next ruler? Asa. Aleph, samech, aleph. In English, A-S-A. Asa will be the ruler instead of his father Avi after Via dies. And Asa, his son, reigned in his stead. In his days, the land was tranquil and rested from war for 10 years. And that is how this parak ends. It says, Biyamav, meaning in the days of Asa, Shakta, Aretz, the land was quiet from Shaket, tranquil at rest, Esor Shanim, for 10 years. Rabbi Dean Steinsaltz comments, although after the defeat of the army of Israel, the northern kingdom did not mount any further attacks, Asa was not powerful enough to attack them either, and therefore we don't have any more civil war between the two kingdoms, at least during this time, and Asa is the next ruler. Thank you for studying together with me, Lilui Nishmat Malka Esther Batzvi Yosef. Allah HaShalom. May your neshama have a continuous aliyah and the zchut of the Torah that we shared. Kol tov. I wish you all a wonderful day.